With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I'm Chinee Ogwumike.
I'm Lisa Leslie, and we're very excited to tell you about our new podcast with Blue Wire, Front and Center.
Lisa and I are breaking down what's going on in our lives, in the world, and keeping it 100.
We're also learning from amazing guests as well, like Emmanuel Acho.
People that show love to me, I forever got their back.
Vivica A. Fox.
If the foundation isn't right, then the rest of it's going to go wrong from there.
And more.
Subscribe to Front and Center today.
Martin, did you get into any fights with girls this weekend?
What did I do this weekend?
Another follower asked, he's like, what are the stats on Martin's fights per 60? He's like, how many does he win?
Okay. I don't even know what I did this weekend. Oh!
That's a yes.
No, my buddy got us kicked out of it. Guys kicked out of a house.
Okay, wait, save that story for the podcast.
The buddy that asked that question, actually. No.
He might have
No, we're recording, so.
Wait, are we recording?
Wait, so your buddy.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we are recording. Your buddy asked that question to, like, Talking Hockey.
Yes.
The one I read. Okay, and then he got you kicked out of a house.
Yes.
Wait. Your buddy was the one that asked that question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun. But we that had
makes
another
it so much funnier.
We had another person that DM'd me asking about it too. I forgot to screenshot it though, and then I lost it in a sea of other DMs.
Well, that's probably a listener.
Might have been.
Yeah.
So tell us about you getting.
So what? Yeah, tell us. Yeah.
How did you get kicked out?
Details. It was just really late, and there was. Three girls and two of us. What do you do with the third one?
Wait, so you got kicked out?
Yeah, because the one wanted to go to bed. So, like, they all wanted to go to bed. It was a good time.
I think they just wanted to go to bed,
for the most part.
Okay. And you were
and then my buddy was like, he had been sleeping pretty much on their couch earlier, so he's just a dumb. He just missed the boat on that one.
Mm.
Yeah,
interesting.
Well, that was a weird story.
Ty's had the same kind of situation where he's had three girls in the bed.
Yep,
we talked about four.
Yeah.
Four girls.
But Ty was in
Ty got kicked out of his own house.
Yeah,
so.
My own bedroom, man. So, I wasn't allowed there.
Quite similar. Quite similar situation there.
Yeah.
So, audience, I don't know what we're talking about today.
Hey.
There's not much news.
Hey, Luke. Stop talking.
I'm not doing the intro. I'm not doing the intro.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying.
Stop it right there.
There's not much of an intro. Okay, Ty, go do the intro. I mean, I'm going to include this in it, but do your intro.
Because we need
now.
Some
get
content.
Into the real conversation.
Yeah. I don't even know what episode we're on, like 35.
37.
37. Welcome, episode 37. Ty, Luke, Martin, Eric. We don't know what's going on.
Can you be a little like less energy? You're giving me too much energy right now. I need a little bit less from you.
All right. All right. Take two?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to include the first take two, though, right. So it's fine.
You always do. I know.
Yeah.
And welcome to the Talking Hockey Podcast. It's Ty, Luke, Martin, and Eric here. And we are so excited, as always, to present all the best talking hockey news, stories.
Yes.
And whatever else we do.
I just came up with a really good idea.
For what to
I
talk
think
about?
We could do what Austin Matthews is doing with Ty's mustache. Like you post it on the Talking Hockey page and say, on the last day, I'll record myself shaving his mustache, and we can raise money for Movember.
I like it. I like it. Solid.
Ty, are you down?
Yeah, I'm
for
down.
A good cause.
All right.
I would be happy to shave that mustache right off his stupid face.
Hey, our friend's grandma complimented it in her Patois accent yesterday. It was very nice.
I do like the curl.
It was a very good compliment.
I like that it's getting a little curl.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't even see mine. It's like just looks like a shadow.
A shadow
well,
to your
Luke,
nose.
Your neck beard is coming
you
in real
have a
nice.
Little dirty stuff.
I shaved my neck beard, you clown. Stop calling it out. Ty calls out my neck beard so much. I don't like it. It's like my one insecurity. I only have one insecurity. And
your
it's
one
that.
Insecurity is your neck beard?
Yeah.
Because you see, he makes all these incel jokes about me and neckbeard jokes about me, but really, he's a neckbeard.
When did I ever make a neckbeard joke about you? You can't grow anything on your neck.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
I'm actually pretty.
That's the only neckbeard joke
grow
I have.
A mustache, because.
Well, you see, Eric, this is about. Usually, people do it just for November. This is like an October start. I think it was like October 10th. Was the last time I shaved, so we're a month in.
Yeah. Last shaved on
it's
my
kind of cheating, but also not cheating.
It's
well, obviously he just didn't want you to look at him after. He knows that the mustache repulses you. Fun fact, though, it actually comes from his ass, the hair.
You had to go there.
He just glues it onto his face.
If he got long ass hair, send it to Eric. Take a pic and send to Eric.
Why are we doing this again? Why? Why is this a thing?
Well, it's better than last year when it was Gautham's ass hair. So at least it's his own this year. We're taking baby steps.
Absolutely nobody's going to get that reference.
That's okay. They don't need to. Gautham comments on posts sometimes.
Yeah.
He's I wonder if people supporter. Ever put it together that Ty, me, you, and Martin, and Robert, and Gautham all comment on the post. Sometimes.
No, they absolutely don't. The people think that I'm like legit in every comment I make.
Yeah.
It just goes to show how many people don't listen to the pod.
I think it's a wide range. I think people
if they just looked at our profile, like,
they would see.
It says Talking Hockey in the bio.
I always look at people's profiles to see like what type of person they are.
Yeah.
I always, like if they got a goalie image in their profile, you know that they have zero posts. I've never seen a person with a goalie image profile picture with posts.
Well,
that's just a fact.
Martin also accidentally DMs girls on the Talking Hockey pod on Talking Hockey page.
And no, Ty not so accidentally follows random girls, and then I figure out that he's following random girls for clout or some shit.
No. That wasn't okay. That one time it wasn't even me.
It was definitely you.
Was that when you followed Brady?
No, I followed Danielle, but Nick did it actually, not me.
I don't believe it.
I would believe it. You haven't met Nick.
Oh boy, you haven't met Nick.
If you met Nick, Nick's actually famous on TikTok.
Yeah, man.
But if you met Nick, you'd be like,
"What's famous on TikTok? How many?"
He's got 30,000 followers.
Whoa,
dude! His latest video has 1 million likes.
Wow.
He's posted that same video like I'm not even kidding you 8 times, and each time it gets over 1 million views.
But this is the first time it transferred into like followers.
Yeah, he went from on Monday, he was like, oh, man, I got to 10K. And then yesterday.
Today he's at 30K.
Today he's at 30K.
The fuck?
Wow.
No, talking hockey is real jealous right now, man.
It's growth that Eric wishes he had.
TikTok doesn't count as real followers.
Eric, if you put yourself like on TikTok and you made some meme about graphs, you know, you could fit into like the statistical analytical nerd like, community on TikTok.
TikTok really has like very individualized communities, which is really interesting. Like you can like literally just be scrolling through your like For You page or whatever, and then like you'll randomly go into some random like smaller community and they still get like 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 likes on those videos and like hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah.
Like,
all of us have the same For You pages at this point though.
I don't have TikTok. So I don't.
Eric gets a lot of like gay posts and shit like that. He's on gay talk.
Okay, that needs
called, I'm pretty sure I'm not called gay. I'm pretty sure he's on first year university TikTok.
That's more accurate. That sounds about right for Eric.
It's called alt TikTok. First of all, just to
alt TikTok.
Come on, get it right.
No, that's actually,
like, that's the super far left TikTok. Alt TikTok.
Yeah, Eric's
that's
on.
Like where, that's where like the vegans go and. The people that are like thrifting is the only way to sustainably shop ever. But even thrifting isn't good enough. You have to go to like these specific two or three thrift shops in Toronto if you want to actually be sustainability. Otherwise, you're killing plastic and you're killing turtles.
You actually just have to take stuff from garbage bags, from people's garbage bags and put it on and wear it.
That's you actually just have to wear the same thing every day without washing it.
Well, I mean, I do that.
Realistically, if you really want to be very, very environmentally friendly, you'd have to leave Toronto entirely because you couldn't live in a city to be environmentally
well. It's more
environmentally
sustainable to live in a city than it is to live in like the suburbs.
No. I mean, like, you go off the fucking grid. Like, you go live in the woods.
Yeah.
You live in a van.
You go live in
live in a refurbished van.
A tiny house. A tiny house.
Yeah.
Natural sunlight only, which would be hard right now.
And then you freeze to death in the winter because that's the only environmentally sustainable way to live. Because warmth costs energy.
Eric's actually, I wanted to go back to Eric's TikTok.
You could live in Florida.
I don't think there's much of a hockey community on TikTok, is there?
No,
like, I've never come across a hockey
page.
It's
very, very small. And when I first uploaded a video onto TikTok in December of last year, I think, probably December around that time. And then instantly, like, the first video got like 20,000 or 30,000 views or something like that. So I was like, oh, sick. So I kept posting. But then every single video after that just got like less and less and less views up until the point where it was getting like 200 views a video. So I just deleted the whole account and then restarted.
Maybe you were shadow banned there too.
I think the TikTok algorithm is kind of weird. Like, it's, especially with very niche things, I think you have to really hit it out of the park. Because, like, you'll see, you check, like, out other niches on TikTok, and you can see that there's videos that'll get, like, 100,000, 200,000 views, and then the person will post another 8 videos, and they'll all get, like, 200 views and 500 views or 1,000 views. So it's very hard. And that's why I say, like, that's why I said earlier, TikTok followers aren't real followers, because the value of a follower on TikTok is much lower than the value of a follower, like, anywhere else.
That's true, because once you follow someone, you see them less on your page.
Exactly, right? So you follow someone, and if they have 30,000 followers, the odds of you seeing that person again in your For You page is so small. Like, there's people with 30,000 followers and stuff on TikTok, and they get like 100 or not 100, like 1,000 views per video or stuff, something like that.
Yeah, you don't see their
engagement.
Yeah, you
Whereas
don't
on
see
on Instagram,
the
like, if I'm hitting 9% engagement on a post, like, that's really good, and that means I'm getting more engagement on 18,000 followers than I am with someone getting like 50.
Okay, we get it. You're better than Nick because the analytics mean more.
I mean,
okay.
Nick's getting a million views on a video, so clearly he's doing
a million likes.
This one has 6 million views on it.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's really impressive.
It's the same video
good
over
for
and over again.
And send me the link. Why haven't I seen this?
I'll send it to you. I'll send it to
we'll
you.
Send
after.
It to you after.
I will
Speaking
say
of TikTok. Okay, yeah, go, Martin.
The people I was hanging out with this past weekend were quite impressed with the Talking Hockey amount of followers.
Ayo.
What? You cut out there.
They were impressed with the amount of followers.
Oh. Thank you.
What are we at now?
Thank you. 18.1.
18.1.
I would like to point out all the work that Ty has done in getting us there.
Man, I leave some good...
If you ever see a really stupid comment, know it's from Ty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Eric, I was commenting the other day. I was bored on Sunday night and I was commenting.
I saw on Sunday. I looked at it and I was like, what the hell? It was just so been like 2 weeks since you last.
Because you were on my ass for a bit. I was commenting and then I stopped and then I just
need to be constantly on your ass like every day and then you'll do it.
That's what Ty likes is people on his ass.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It makes up for the hair he's losing. Ty, question. What are your thoughts about Addison Rae? I'm curious.
What? Who?
Ty's
TikTok famous.
She's got like 60 million followers on
TikTok. So I liked some of her content at first, but then it got annoying.
Yeah. Is it because she's posting too much with her boyfriend, whatever his name is?
No, it's because she wasn't posting her shaking her butt.
She wasn't posting the content I was looking for.
She wasn't posting her WAP videos, so Ty lost interest.
Exactly, man.
And now we'll be back after a word from our sponsors. Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the most important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. Football is back in full swing. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BlueWire at betonline.ag. That's BlueWire, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And now we'll get back into the show. It's so funny. It's so funny. If you look at any girl on TikTok or Instagram, as soon as they post a picture with their boyfriend, they lose thousands upon thousands of followers if they're like even mediocre size.
That's why
every single guy thinks that they can get with a girl. And then...
Which is like the funniest concept in the world to me.
All they do is they just comment eyes and peach emojis and like, wow, you're so hot. And it's like, hey, you think you're going to get, you didn't even DM her or anything.
That's why Luke was devastated when he found out that Pokimane had a boyfriend.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Oh my God.
I know who she is through like Among Us and stuff, but I didn't know her before.
It's a streamer. It's okay. Damn it. No one gets it.
I get the joke. Don't worry. I'm sure some of our followers were. They're like 90% male.
So are you looking at the demographics and statistics?
I try to. But then I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I don't care. Martin, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm not allowed to say, so like, there's no
don't
point.
Don't say it. It looked like a cool can, though.
IPA. Oh, did you have this last week?
Ooh.
No. Oh, it's the same one, yeah.
No,
I think it's the same one.
No, it's not.
Probably tastes like shit, though.
There's Octopus wants something.
The cooler the can, the worse the beer tastes. That's a rule. The cooler the can, the worse the beer tastes. It's just a common.
Explain PBR. That's a terrible looking can, and it tastes awful.
That's true too. The two aren't mutually exclusive.
So your philosophy is wrong.
So no, we haven't talked.
All great looking cans taste bad, but not all shitty looking cans taste good. There.
Eric also doesn't like beer, so like
I like beer. I'm just more of a, doesn't matter. Simple, I'm just a very simple, you know, Corona guy. I'm a good Corona.
Beer is not good. Beer. So you know, talking hockey people, I don't know what you want. Leave a comment if you think beer is good, but beer is gross.
Beer's good. Yeah. Corona's great.
I feel like a lot of them like beer, man.
I know. I'm trying to get some engagement here, Mark.
A lot of them are probably not old enough to even drink beer.
Hey, Martin, Martin, I have a question for you. Yesterday, back to Martin's partying stories. I heard yesterday from Robert that there was a time where you get in a lot of fights at bars, right?
Just false.
I heard a time where you were like going up to every window in the bar or whatever, and you're like looking at your reflection, and you're like, the only challenge is yourself or some shit that. And
then no.
I was at our friend Karina and these three girls that we used to be friends with. They're having a party they weren't even having a party. It was just
us and them,
a few other people. I think there was like 10 of us total, and we all got like really drunk. And then Martin started like walking around all the mirrors and started going, just pointing at himself, the only competition is yourself. He just kept saying it to everyone. And then he tried to fight Jeremy. And then he didn't try to fight Jeremy. He tried to get everyone to punch him in the face. He kept asking everyone to punch him in the face.
Is your favorite movie The Fight Club? I'm interested.
Fight Club's a good movie, man.
And it was literally the funniest.
Are you Tyler Durden?
No.
And then the girls kicked him out of their house. And then Martin went and fell asleep on a
median. Is that when he fell asleep on the median?
Yeah. And fell asleep on a median. And then eventually showed up back at the house, all sorry and apologizing and like crying. Not actually crying. Actually, he might have been crying. I don't know.
He's not crying.
I think he might have been crying.
It was raining outside.
Martin, it's okay. You're not unmanly because you cried. You're more manly because you cried. Okay.
We can talk about it on my podcast if you want to talk about it.
and then we had to get Martin to apologize like a day or two later. So we got him to drive and pick up flowers. And then we told him to like stand outside with his car. And he was like standing outside of their house with his. What song were we playing? Do you remember?
I have no idea, dude.
Robert would remember. We like blasted the music on the stereo and had the flowers and called them and told them to come outside. And Martin like gave them the flowers. It was all really cute. It was a nice story.
Yeah, very good story. Very good.
Okay, guys, I have an idea of what we're gonna do for the rest of this episode. Okay,
are we gonna talk about hockey?
No. Yes. So I pulled up this random hockey trivia website, and I'm going to ask you questions from it, and you're going to guess, okay? All right. Who scored the very first goal in NHL history? Eddie Gerrard, Dave Ritchie, Joe Malone, or Harry Hyland?
I'm going with Harry. That sounds like a very, like, 1910s
name. I think
name.
Joe Malone. Joe Malone just sounds like
Eddie,
a guy.
Eddie Gerrard.
I'm going Harry.
You're all wrong. It was Dave Ritchie.
That's the most boring name, though.
You guys had a like 75% chance getting it right. All right. Who was the first NHL commissioner? Gary Bettman. I mean, I hope you don't get that one. Mike Barnett, Wayne Gretzky, Frank Calder.
I think it's Gary Bettman.
Frank Calder. Wayne Gretzky was a big commissioner, wasn't he? He was the top commissioner of all time.
I'm pretty sure Gary Bettman is the only great NHL commissioner, like by title. Isn't it?
Let's go with
he
Gary
look
Bettman.
Like a vampire, so
you know what? I'm going with Eric on this one. We're going off the board.
Gary Bettman
Gary
is.
Bettman.
Told you. Oh.
Yo, wow. Luke at first. I hope nobody picks Gary Bettman, idiots.
Who's the idiot? I remember now? I read somewhere like forever ago that Gary Bettman was the first commissioner. I was like fairly sure.
Bobblehead Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Who roared to NHL stardom as the Golden Jet? Bobby Orr, Bobby Hull, Wayne Gretzky, or Gordie Howe?
As the what jet?
The golden jet.
Bobby Hall, wasn't it?
It's probably Bobby Hall. That's my guess, too.
The other guys were not jets.
Yeah.
They also didn't have blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Bobby Hall.
Look at us go.
All right. Well, what was the first NHL team to win back-to-back Stanley Cup titles? Ottawa, New York Rangers, Vancouver Millionaires, or Montreal Canadiens?
Montreal.
Vancouver?
Montreal Canadiens.
Was Vancouver used to be called the Millionaires? It was not Montreal.
Was it Ottawa?
Ottawa?
It was Ottawa.
Really?
Yeah, they won a whole bunch. Like way back.
Ottawa, 1921 and 1922. Defeated the Vancouver Millionaires.
So there also wasn't Vancouver Millionaires.
Wow. What year was the offside rule introduced by the NHL? 1990, 1950, 1970, or 1930?
1950.
70.
Eric? 1970. No.
Wrong.
No. What are the options again?
1930 is the answer. Wow, guys, we're really good at this game.
1930?
We don't know what we're talking about.
The first NHL All-Star game was held as a benefit for what?
Unfortunately, none of us watched hockey until like 2000.
Can you pull up like more recent trivia, please?
Okay.
Like, we're fucking talking about 1920s hockey.
As if any of
us know. All right, NHL trivia 2000s.
There we go.
What the questions on these are really bad.
You should do like an intro, like a hi, I'm Luke West.
No, he shouldn't.
Today we're gonna be
I'm the quiz master, like
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let me just try to find a website here. I'm working through it.
Did you know
that
hockey pucks in the olden days were made out of cow poop?
Cow dung, yeah.
Yeah.
Cow patties. Eric, mm-hmm. I have a question. You run your page, it's called Talking Hockey, but why did you make a baseball post yesterday?
What was that? That was kind of weird.
Why did I? I don't remember. I had reasoning for it. Oh, it's because I thought it might do well, but then it really didn't do well, and I was like, okay. Because there is a lot of overlap between baseball and hockey.
Should we talk about voter fraud?
Yes. Yes, no, the rampant voter fraud that existed.
Oh, that's a good
Let's
one.
Let's not get Ty going here.
It's really real. Very real.
Yeah.
Dude, there's no quiz that's like only the 2000s and onwards.
Pull up like Toronto Maple Leafs history, then I'll know it.
No.
Talking Leafs.
NHL trivia 2000s. What the fuck? Like, give me something here.
Okay. Ty, go off.
Yes.
Voter fraud. Let's hear it.
It's just funny because the stories that people are sharing and how Trump literally created a hotline for it. And firstly, people are like trolling.
I found it. I found one.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm cut off.
There's one trivia here where can you naming NHL first lines for the 2019-2020 season?
I can do that.
Okay.
But are they basing it off of ice time points?
I'm guessing ice time.
Is that a valid way to determine who's a first liner?
Game sheets, I guess. I don't know.
Wait, I found a quiz, okay?
Okay.
I found a quiz. Who was drafted second overall behind Sidney Crosby? Mike Richards, Alex Ovechkin, or Bobby Ryan?
Bobby Ryan.
Submit my answer. You are correct.
Bobby.
Okay, question two. Which goalie has the most wins in NHL history? Patrick Waugh, Martin Brodeur, or Curtis Joseph?
Isn't it Brodeur?
Brodeur.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Brodeur.
Curtis
Correct.
Joseph.
Correct. Wow, we're really good.
Yeah, Curtis Joseph was like my favorite goalie ever.
I have a card signed by him.
Cujo?
Yeah.
Man, they're showing, like, there's no
like,
hockey.
His
weekend.
Rookie card, I'm pretty sure.
There's no hockey on, obviously. So on like Sportsnet on Saturday night, they were playing on all the channels like NHL Rewinds. And they were showing like old Toronto Maple Leafs games. And man, throwback to like the early 2000s Leafs owning the Ottawa Senators every year.
What's the most amount of goals scored in a season by a rookie? 75, 76, or 62?
I think
it's 70, in the
70s. I think it's 76 by...
Solani.
Solani.
Submit. We got it right by Timo Solani, bro.
We're so good. Lit. Man, once you start talking about...
We got some old stuff here, though, so I'm sorry. George Hainsworth, right, set a record for most shutouts in a single season in the 1928-1929 season. Do you know how many shutouts he got? 17, 12, or 22?
17.
Yep.
Martin?
I have no idea. 17.
It's
22. Oh,
shit. Who did Gretzky score his first goals against? Vancouver, Toronto, or Penguins? Why did it say Pittsburgh? Why did it say Penguins?
That's weird.
That's
have you ever heard Benedict Cumberbatch say Vancouver. Penguins? I'm going to go Vancouver.
Yeah, I'll go with the rest, I guess. I don't have any better
It is idea. Correct. It is Vancouver.
Oh.
Well, they played in the same really division. Easy. So, like, it kind of...
Listen, not everyone can have your type of brain where they think that quickly, Martin, okay?
I did do the LSAT.
Some of us... some of us were in political science. So much. Some of us were in political science, okay?
Yeah.
They do the LSAT, too.
That's true.
Yeah. Eric, have you graduated yet or no?
I'm officially graduated.
Yeah, you are?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, Eric.
Congratulations.
I just applied to graduate for my third piece of paper on the wall.
What did you take recently, Martin?
Doing his master's.
Well,
master's in getting rid of houses or what?
Yo, if that's offered, I'll fucking ace it. not very hard.
Martin is the only person I know to get kicked out of housing twice.
Is that like evicted or like just parties?
No. This is like evicted.
Like evicted.
Nice. Classic.
Yeah.
Good All right. Time. The Atlanta Flames were moved to which city? Florida,
Calgary,
or Ottawa?
Calgary.
That's a tough one.
Yes, you're correct. Wow. Who would have thought that one? Which two teams came into the league in 2000? Atlanta Thrashers, Minnesota Wild. Atlanta Thrashers, Columbus Blue Jackets. Minnesota Wild, Columbus Blue Jackets.
Minnesota, Columbus.
Minnesota Wild, Columbus.
Yeah, I knew that one too. Got it. Question 8 of 25. Who are the top three players with the most goals in NHL history? Wayne Gretzky, Brett Hull, Marcel Dion. Wayne Gretzky, Phil Esposito, and Gordie Howe. Wayne Gretzky, Gordie Howe, Brett Hull.
Wayne Gretzky, Gordie
Howe. What was the third one?
I'm going option three.
Brett Hull. I'm
Second
going
one.
The last one.
Phil Esposito and Gordie Howe.
I'm going the last one.
Last one.
Gordie Howe, Brett Hull?
Last one.
Yep.
Correct.
We are so good at this.
The two superstars, shit. Crosby and Ovechkin, both came into the league in the 2005-2006 season. But which one finished the year with more points in the Rookie of the Year
Ovechkin.
Award?
Ovechkin.
Yes, he is correct.
Is he?
I think so.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it's Crosby.
No, I think it's Ovechkin.
Oh, wow, you guys are right.
Wow.
Look at you go.
That's why we trust Eric and not Luke.
Who has won the most Stanley Cups as a player? Henry Richard, Steve Eisenman, Richard. Mark
Henry Richard. Henry Richard. Stop it right there, buddy.
He just died, okay. Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
How long was the longest consecutive goal streak? 21, 16, or 14?
21.
Like games? What's 9 plus 10? So.
Isn't it 21 by Gretzky?
It is 16 by Punch Broadbent.
Who?
Congrats
know.
To Punch.
Oh,
man, Punch.
21 might be points.
Kane had 20-something points a few years ago, didn't he?
Yeah, 27.
At least, he has the highest by at least a U.S.
Top guy, that, Bonino.
Which team's power play was so devastating in the 50s?
Yeah, I had to throw that one in there. There was my chance.
Which team's power play was so devastating in the 50s that a
Montreal.
New goal was created allowing
Montreal
to come out of a penalty box after 1 minute?
Montreal, because John Beliveau kept scoring.
Boston or Montreal?
Montreal, because it was John Beliveau kept scoring.
Montreal, definitely.
It was Montreal. Good job, Martin. Who is the only father-son team to win the Hart Trophy? Gordie Howe, Mark Howe, Bobby Hall, Brett Hall, Brian Sutter, Doug Sutter.
Bobby and Brett.
Martin, Eric.
Pretty obvious.
Correct. All right, 14 of 25. Who had the most points in a single game? Daryl Sittler.
Daryl Sittler.
Mary Lemieux. Al McInnes.
Daryl Sittler.
Yeah. How many points did he get, Ty?
I think it was like 11, wasn't it?
10, you idiot.
Damn it.
All right, hey, guys, give me Leafs trivia. I'll ace that one. One question of the Leafs.
I knew who it was, but...
Who has the most overtime game-winning goals in the playoffs? Joe Sakic, Bobby Orr, Matt Sundin. Pretty sure it's Joe Sakic.
Joe Sakic. We'll go with
Joe
him.
Joe Sakic. Yeah. Record with 7.
Because... Yeah.
Who made the phrase "Hello Canada" and hockey fans, and then the United States and Newfoundland famous?
Oh,
Foster Hewitt.
Foster Hewitt.
Joe Bowen.
It's Foster Hewitt.
Yeah,
Foster Hewitt. Joe Bowen is Luke's boy. Holy Mackinac.
Holy Mackinac.
Luke has a good pic on Facebook with him when he was like 12 years old.
Oh, that's so
chubby
cute,
cheeks, baby. The hardest slap shot recorded by the
Al
NHL
McInnes.
Was 105.2 by Al. Lafrette.
Oh, Al Eafarty or what?
Freight in 1993. But reportedly, how fast were Bobby Hull's slap shots? Slap shots. 95 to 105, 105 to 115, over 115.
105 to 115.
What? 105 to 115.
Submit answer. No, over 115.
What?
Yeah, prove it. Yo, show me the numbers. Prove it.
I want proof.
People say, oh, this is a good eye test. They're able to judge miles per hour with the eye.
Oh, God.
People say that his slap shots were at 118 miles per hour.
Eric? Eric?
Remember, speed guns were not as accurate as they are today.
You're getting pulled over today because I think you're driving way over the speed limit, buddy.
Yeah.
Imagine a cop pulling over and be like, I don't know how fast you were going, but it looked fast. So I'm going to charge you for 50 miles over the speed limit. Sir? Before 99, what used to be Wayne Gretzky's number? 19, 9, or 57?
Let's go 57 off the board.
Martin, Eric?
Sorry, what was that?
I missed the numbers.
Before 99, what used to be Wayne Gretzky's number? 19, 9, or 57?
I think it was 9, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to go with 9, too.
9 is correct. Ty, yeah. You're wrong.
Fuck.
Yeah. Who is the only player to score 5 goals 5 different ways in one game?
Mario Lemieux.
Mario Lemieux, Paul Coffey, Gordie Howe.
I think it's Mario Lemieux. Mario Lemieux. Mario Lemieux.
Way to go, Eric. Got it right. How old was Gordie Howe when he retired from the NHL? 39, 47, or 52? Pretty sure
52.
52.
Can you imagine that one? 52 years old in the NHL?
Dude, he's twice as old as Martin is now. The Oilers had a dynamic duo in the 80s. Who was in this dynamic duo? Gretzky and McTavish, Gretzky and Curry, Messier and Hughes.
Gretzky and Curry, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Because McTavish was a defenseman.
The two twins, Daniel Sedin and Hedrick Sedin, were both drafted in 1999. But what overall were they drafted at?
Second and
Daniel
third.
Was three.
Wait. Daniel was second and Hendrick was third, or Hendrick was second and Daniel was third?
Oh, shit. Oh, come on.
Wait for the question to be over.
Probably Hendrick first and then Daniel.
Yeah.
Which one was center? Hendrick. Daniel was first. Was second, and Henrik was third. What
one was
did
center?
Team Canada put under the ice?
Didn't they go up together?
A loony.
That is correct.
Didn't they go Thank up you. Together?
Yeah, but
I don't know.
I think so, but
pull it up.
That
Martin.
Was just a rare situation. Who was the first goalie to score a goal? Billy Smith, Ron Hextall, Dominic Hasek.
Wasn't it Hextall? Yeah. Sorry, Pextall.
I'm going off
it was
the
Billy
board
Smith.
With that Billy Smith. Oh, damn it. I was about to say.
Oh. What year did the NHL start? 1903,
1917,
1931. 1903, I guess. I'm going to go 1917.
Wait, their 100-year, yeah, because their 100-year was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
When
Evgeny
Malkin was left off.
You're right.
100 players of
Man, that's good. That's a good point.
We got 80 out of 100, and the average is... Oh, wait. No, never mind. I was looking at the wrong thing. It doesn't tell us what the average is.
I was about to say,
but,
how did we get...
Austin Matthews got 100. Leafs Are the Best got 100. Someone did it in 49 seconds and got 100.
Shut up.
Well, I mean, they just like
they probably did it like 20 times and then
Jack Hughes did it in a minute and 26 seconds.
Wow, Jack Hughes, buddy. Overall. Oh man, that's amazing, Jack Hughes. Not only are you a top draft pick, but you're also really smart.
At not only just smart, he's smart at trivia, specifically about that trivia. So. All right, that's the content for this week. I don't have anything else, guys.
Should we do the questions that people submitted?
Voter fraud. I was getting in the voter fraud.
Please don't spread misinformation, though. Please cite all your sources.
There was no voter fraud. It's hilarious how they keep saying there is.
All right, so question. Would you rather have a number one center, a number one D-man, or a number one goalie first?
Center.
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 I think I'm gonna take the D-man.
Yeah, you like taking the D.
Yeah.
Man, Luke's pulling off the gay jokes, man. Oh man.
Why?
I feel like if you look across the league, how many number one D-men are there compared to how many number one centers are there? I think there's less number one defensemen.
Well, you see, I think that a lot of the teams...
But if you win the cup, are you winning... Like, the teams that win, are they winning with the best defensemen? Or are they winning
normally? Honestly, Martin, really good if you look centers? At it, if you look at the teams that went far this year, or even in the past years, like, this year you had Hedman on 1 foot. Like fucking dominating on the ice, right? You had last year, would have been or the year before, would have been St. Louis. Petrangelo. Year before that, you have what's that? 27.
Carlson.
That was okay. Yeah, Carlson. Year before that, you have Eric Carlson on Ottawa. The only reason why they went so far, right? Like that was 2017.
But Pittsburgh won, and Chris Letang wasn't like. He's still good.
Letang was out that year, though, in the playoffs.
He was out.
Their top defenseman was friggin' Ron Hainsey.
Yeah. But I'd say, in general, the most consistent thing about every finalist, let's say cup finalists, let's not go with cup winners, cup finalists, is they all basically have elite number one defensemen. So
you definitely need a guy who can eat those minutes.
I mean, you definitely need a number one center, too, but like I feel like the number one D-man, if I'm looking across the league, it's rare to get one. Like, I'm looking at some teams right now, and there's maybe like 12 to 15 number one D-men across the league. I'd say there's over 20 number one centers, though.
That's fair.
But how many number one
and
goalies
defensemen
are there?
play way more?
Yeah, and then that defenseman in the playoffs is going to play 28 minutes a game, whereas your center is still going to play 20. So,
yeah.
But can defensemen score goals? No.
That's right. That's why.
I mean, they can, but.
Name one defenseman that you've ever seen score a goal.
I can't.
I saw Zach Bogosian deke out like half of the Boston Bruins one game.
I remember Marty Marincin's goal against Vancouver.
Yes.
End to end.
Bro, Marty Marincin is a.
That's why you need elite defensemen. You need elite defensemen like Martin Marincin and Zach Bogosian to go end to end. And now they're
both.
The
Leafs have both.
Yeah.
Imagine playing
them
together.
They're going to have a bottom pair of Marincin and Bogosian, and all they're going to do is just go up the ice by themselves.
They're
going to
rack up 80 goals each.
Yeah. Easily. It won't even be close. Like, that's just...
All right, what's the next question, Eric?
Okay, who's going to come last in every single division?
Well, are we going with the division
assume
the way
normal.
They are right now?
Assume normal.
Assume normal divisions.
Okay, starting in the Atlantic, we're going with Ottawa. Wrong. Actually, no, sorry, Detroit. Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah. Okay. Detroit.
Ottawa won't even come. Yeah, they might come second last.
Yeah, they're probably second last, yeah. Unless Buffalo really shits the bed.
I was going to say Buffalo, and then, yeah.
Taylor Hall, man. Taylor Hall's.
Yeah.
There.
Okay, so then Metro. Next division, Metro.
Devils.
I'd say probably the Devils, because every other team in that division looks like they're going to... Every team in that division was basically top 20-ish team last year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that division's always been like very strong, right? Like last year especially.
Yeah,
Metro's been good.
But that was also off the back of like New York vastly outperforming expectations.
I could see the argument for the Islanders being shit next year.
I don't think they'll be shit.
We know you could, Ty.
I don't think they're shit.
Ty has a vendetta versus the Islanders.
But they're not a contender, for sure.
The thing with the Islanders is they always surprise for some reason.
Oh, maybe those trot people aren't going to...
You know what the reason is, trot.
Lou.
Okay, so then the Central Division, it's probably Chicago. I think Chicago's the obvious choice.
Yeah.
And then... Okay. And then with Pacific, I think it's less obvious of a choice. But
Anaheim.
I'm going to say LA.
Anaheim, but I feel like LA is the... They just didn't do anything this offseason.
Well, that's fine. They're tanking. Yeah.
Yeah, they're still on the full tank. They're still on the tank.
The thing is that Luke loves LA because he loves Jonathan Quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks Jonathan Quick is a top 5 goalie in the NHL right now. Which is embarrassing.
Yeah.
LA is my second favorite team.
I wouldn't say right now, but definitely back in 2010 to 2015, yes.
When a shot comes from the point and just throws down the splits and fucking cartwheels over to make the save.
So fun to watch, though. Holy crap, man. That guy's a performer.
Yeah, love the shot from the point.
In the history of goalies. Just every.
What did you say?
He's just the most extra goalie ever.
Yeah.
With every single save. Just like windmill every time.
Windmill, cartwheel, splits.
Like, it doesn't need to be a windmill. He could just, like, move a little bit to the left, but he has to have the highlight reel save.
I think that was all the questions.
Was there another question?
Yeah, was that?
I mean, how long are we in here?
40 minutes.
We're 40-something minutes.
I feel like we punished people enough with this one. I feel like
we had nothing to talk about, so thanks for listening.
Hey, guys, I think we could make a mail-it-in joke right now, but I don't know if they'd count it.
How long were you planning to use that one for?
I actually just came up with it because we were talking about how bad of an episode this was, and I'm like, oh, we're going to mail it in, but, you know.
Wow. But it is Remembrance Day, so we should say... Remember
when
the
fall. When this episode is released, it won't be Remembrance Day, though.
A moment of silence.
A moment of silence.
We could.
You ruined the moment.
We were, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
I didn't know if anyone stopped talking or if it froze out again.
I'll just like edit in a minute of silence at the end, you know?
Does that count as a minute of silence if you just edit in silence?
I'll just put like literally I'll just cut off where it was and then I'll just add like 30 seconds where you came in and it will sound like we did a moment of silence. You know what I mean?
Does it count
it's
as
all
a
in the editing.
Silence if there wasn't a moment of silence?
How long is a moment? Who judges how long a moment is?
I think most people generally agree.
Let's get philosophical here.
A minute is a moment. But then again, a moment can just be like 5 seconds. So,
a moment could be a flash. It's like, you know, you missed that moment when you could have kissed the girl and everyone lost it.
That's a good point. It should be called a minute of silence, not a moment of silence.
How many moments have you lost? How many moments have you missed, Martin?
Damn. We're going to get Martin crying here. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Are we getting deep here?
Like, I haven't seized.
Too many.
What do you mean?
Yeah, how many moments have you not seized?
I don't think Martin always seizes the moment.
What moments?
It's a good question. You tell me. You tell exactly, me, Martin. What are the moments?
None are coming to mind, man. I'm pretty good seizing the moment.
The most Martin answer I've ever heard. Oh my god, I can't deal with this guy.
Well, that's
well.
Enough
thank
for this
you,
week.
Everyone, for listening to this week's episode of Talking Hockey. Hopefully, by next week, we'll have a better idea of when the season's starting, and we'll have something to talk about.
We won't,
or at least who's in what conference. Wait, you have a guest next week?
Yeah, we have a guest next week. We're doing top 30 NHL affiliated prospects.
Who's coming?
This guy called Will, I don't know his last name, but he runs this scouting service called Scouching. I don't know if Ty, you might've heard of him.
Isn't his last name Scouch?
Hmm.
What's his last name? Isn't his last name Scouch?
I don't think it's Scouch.
Well, let me fact check this. Cause I might've just pulled an Ian Graff sort of situation.
Yeah. Did you actually think Ian's last name was Graff?
No.
That's so funny.
No, okay. That was kind of
funny. No, I don't think his last name is Scouch. It's Scouching because he scouts from his couch.
Yeah. I was going to say that makes more sense.
Because this thing, his name shows up as Will Scouch on Twitter.
Yeah, because it's Scouching.
That's just branding.
Last name isn't actually Scouch.
Come on. Yeah. Ian Graff. What's going on with your man, Ian Graff? I haven't seen him.
Ty, on Twitter, you're Caswell's fave. That's not your name in real life.
Ty, what'd you take at school?
Geography.
Geography.
That is kind of funny.
That was so funny.
Wait, what made you want to take geography? Yeah, explain this decision making.
Like you see right
now,
there,
we're at an insurance company, so like,
yeah, I do.
Where's the
you see that map above me, right? On my wall. Yeah, I've always liked maps.
Is that Toronto's subway? No,
no, this is London, England, the London Underground.
You could ask Ty where each bus in YRT, like GTA, goes, and he'll tell you.
You know how to get somewhere, man. Just ask me. I'm better
Why
than Google Maps.
Than that.
He wants to
because I didn't get a job there, so I'm just working in insurance right now.
He will. I got everyone. Ty's Twitter is at Caswell's Fave.
I haven't tweeted in 2 years though.
The last tweet you have is actually retweeting William Nylander announcing that he's coming back.
I was crying tears of joy right then, man.
Wait, go to his likes. Go to his likes.
I remember. Where I was when I heard that, I was in a hostel in, Hiroshima in Japan when I heard that news.
That sounds like a brag.
A brag. Thank you. the
Are
last thing Ty
recording?
Liked. Yeah, the last thing Ty liked on Twitter was a graphic about Patrick Mahomes' brother being a twerk specialist.
Dude, it's so funny. Oh my god. Dude, that picture's like it's a in Madden or like NHL or FIFA, they have the the hut or whatever, the hockey ultimate training or the FIFA ultimate trading cards, you make your team out of it. So it's a Jackson Mahomes and it's showing his like special abilities. It's like a Jackson Mahomes card, special ability twerk specialist.
That's great. That's Ty's Twitter and that's the last thing he liked.
And that's the end of the
great content from Ty.
You can also follow me on Instagram.
At
T Lachporia. I leave comments on Talking Hockey all the time.
You say TikToking Hockey?
I said TikToking Hockey, yep.
Yeah, TikToking Hockey. Yo, it would work. You should make a TikToking Hockey.
I should make
maybe that's what I'll name the episode, TikToking Hockey.
I think that you should get one of the Oilers fans on an episode one time.
And with that, I am stopping the recording. Thank you.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.